a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trina, you be doing all that stuff to your man you be talking about in them songs, girl.
Some of it depends on what day and night and moment, and you know, it's a good thing. You know, I'm a very submissive woman. I'm a giver, I'm a lover. So, like, you know, I love flowers. I expect to see flowers in the house all over because I love them. You know, I want to see orange. So it's one of them kind of things, like, you know, I like these things. Cater to this. Like, let's keep this, you know, spicy because I'm going to talk dirty. I'm going to turn into Victoria. I'm going to do my thing. I'm gonna, you know, like, yeah, we got to get into some things. But if we need to be sexed up, sexy and beautiful women, and you need to take that bonnet off, and you walk around that house like you are the queen of that kingdom, and that's the end of that.
I was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss.
Y'all, I can't even tell you how excited I am right now. We have Trina, the baddest.
Yes.
Thank you. Listen, the queen of Miami, she paved the way for so many young women, myself included. That raw, confident, sexual femininity, like, it made it okay. It made it cool, to be honest with you, because before you, I don't even know if there was somebody to look up to that really embodied everything about a woman. And you made it okay.
Thank you
so much. So, like, I truly just want to know, like, where did that come from?
For me, I'm from Miami, of course. I grew up in Liberty City. I grew up around, like, the most strongest women you probably would ever meet or see. My mom's friends. I owned different things, clothing boutiques. My mom had 4 hair salons. Wow. My mom's sister owned a bank and insurance company. So I just grew up around the strength of that type of lifestyle. There was never I can't do or something's not done. As a woman, you have to push for and make things happen for you. Like self, it's like a self thing for you. It's not like I can do for myself, but I can depend on something else.
Yeah.
And then if that fails me, I'm looking around like, oh, what do I do now? I didn't grow up seeing that. Mm-hmm. I grew up with like a do-it-all, like make it happen, and I never saw any failure in that growing up when it came to women. That's all I saw. So I just grew up around the strength of that type of lifestyle.
Yes.
And it was a dependency of, in life, you go after what you want, and you get that if you want that.
You were a boss from jump.
Like, if you want that, you go get that, and nothing can stop you from getting that. You're able, you're capable of going after what you want if you really put your focus on it and you just do it, you know?
Yeah.
So even before the world knew me as now in the industry, I've always been that way before the industry. So people that really know me know that I'm already like that. It's almost like it was just how I already was. Like all my friends, I'm always like the leader of the pack. Yeah. And they know she's not gonna make a bad decision. I'm a Sagittarius. So I'm very thought out. So that's just kind of how I embody that whole strength thing. Like, you know, just even being a woman, even seeing like, you know, things that can happen that may not be so bright in the household, it may not be so great. It still was no sign of weakness.
Yeah.
It was such a like tough exterior because
in this world, nobody's coming to save you. Yeah. You have to understand that.
You saw them as powerful women that just did everything.
Every and anything that, to make it happen. And that was just, you know? So that was kind of like how my story started.
And Treen Bean, I would like to know.
Treen Bean.
How did you get into, like, rapping? Were you writing poetry before that?
No,
like, what were you doing?
No, I wasn't. Okay, so before that, I was a realtor.
Really?
So what happened was, okay, I was just at this space. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to real estate school. I'm gonna just cram away from my friends. I'm gonna just do it. I don't care what nobody say. This is just what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So go to school, pass the test, pass my exam, get my license. I worked for a company called ERA Homeland Realty. At the time, of course I knew Trick. I knew Trick just from school, from everywhere. Trick was like the bad guy. So, you know, Trick called me one day and was like, yo, come by the studio. I want you to do me a favor. You bring your friends, like all my friends. I was like, Trick, okay. I was just like, yeah, all right, but what do you want me to do? He was like, nah, just come. So I go to the studio. All the guys are there. So he's like, I have this record and I just, it's not, I did music. That was not like, oh, I'm gonna grow up and be a musician. No, that's not how it happened. I just had this thing that was already like a powerhouse before the music of my name, just from coming up. So he just
knew? Like, he heard you?
He knew me. I knew him. I went to school with him, so he knew exactly who I was. Miami's a
small
little area. So I grew up with him. We went to school. But we were like, I had like the good girls over here. He was like the bad guy. The guys you just speak to, but you keep it moving, because if you don't say hi back, they might sell out or be rude.
Yeah,
so you just kind of exactly. So, you know, once that happened, I finished school, graduated, but Trick ended up going to jail. So he used to always hit me up like, oh, I want to do music. Okay, cool. Get out of jail, fast forward. Now I have a whole career at real estate. I have my nice little outfit on. I'm just dressed up with my heels. I'm trying to go sell me like a $1 million home. What are you talking about? He calls and goes, I want you to do me a favor. So I'm like, okay, cool. I grab my girls. We go to the studio. Get in the studio. All the guys are there. It's like, hi, hey. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to just like talk on the record. So I'm like, okay, like say what, my name? Like, you know, like what do you want me to do? So he goes, no. He goes, I'm gonna play the record for you and I want you, it's like back and forth. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, that's nothing. It's a record, back and forth. So I go in the little studio, little booth. It was a house, like this time it was a house studio. I go in the booth and the engineer turns the record on and it's the Nam record. And so mind you, it's like beat. So cause it's nothing there but just what Trick is saying and just empty space. So it's like in and out with nothing. So I'm like, whoa, what am I gonna say to that? Like, what do you want me to say? So he goes.
So you're not a rapper at this point.
No,
you don't know how to rap
or anything.
Right? You never had bars. Like, you never was in the shower.
No,
like,
So before that, years ago, I had to probably be like 15. So we used to go to this little, we had this little thing in Miami, like a teen disco. So in Miami, you have a club, you gotta be like 14 years old to like 18, like 9 o'clock to 1 a.m., whatever, you get dropped off by your mama, you know, you got soda, chips, all that. So this is the Luke Teen Club, the Pac Jam. I go to the Pac Jam, and in the Pac Jam, they have the nights where the dancers of Luke, these are my, like, I know the guys, whatever, the girls, like two different girls and guy groups, so we hang out, we go to the little club, we dance, turn up, whatever. Now these guys, they're my friends, they're the dancers. They're like, hey, you know, we want you to come by the studio. Y'all come by the studio, we want you to do a favor. And I was like, nah. So me and my friend goes to the studio and he's like, oh, it's real quick. So I'm like, come in. Luke is having a song. It's called It's Your Birthday. Mm-hmm. In the song, you hear it go like, Trina, it's your birthday. But I snuck and did. I was like, my mom's gonna kick my ass. Like, yeah, like she didn't know because I was like, okay, it was real quick, fast, back forward after that. Luke is now filming a video. My friends, we sneak to the video. You have to be 18 to get the video. You can't get in the video. I had on my bathing suit, my hair in a bun. Yeah, if you see the video, my gosh, if you go and look at this It's Your Birthday video, it's so crazy. I have this little two-piece thing. So I got in the video, I did all that. Luke saw me there, he made me leave. He's like, you're underage, you're gonna get me in trouble. Get out this video. Uh-huh. However, fast forward to that. So anyway, that's the only thing, you know, with me when it came to music. That was just a fun thing because I went to the teen disco. So now to Trick. No, I've never been in the studio to do bars, never nothing. I love music, I'm a fan of music and all that, but I've never been in the studio personally while somebody is doing music. I go in the studio with him, I mean by myself, he's in there, he sends the beat in, and he's saying all this stuff, and I'm like, So I call my girls in, and I'm like, so if he's saying that, then I gotta say, oh no, he got me messed up. Like, and then I just clicked into like the alter ego, like another person, and it was one of those kind of things, like, here's my homegirl, she's wild. So I got these different kind of homegirls. This one right here is the one that's just wild. Yeah. Say however, feel however, she's the one we get in the club, she's gonna get it popping. Her over here, she's a little shy at all, so she don't really got too much to say, but her, she's like, no, go nastier, say this. Don't say that, that's corny, say this, but he said it. So it kind of just happened like that. That was the buildup of it. So now I got Trick saying his part, I go, him, me go. So after it was over, I was like, oh my God, my mom is gonna be shit. And that's just all I was thinking about. And so, okay, boom. He goes, call the owner, which is Ted Lucas of Slip and Slide. He's like, oh no, this is crazy. Because he just knew I had a slick mouth. He just knew I come from like a strong upbringing. I just didn't really play with no dudes. Right. Like, get out of my face. Like, get out of my face. Yeah. And so one of those things was that, just bringing in that strong, like, this is what it is. This is Miami, this is 305. This is the energy, do not play with me. Like, I'm just as bossed up as you. Yeah. That's how that kind of happened. And then after that, it was like the whole record deal situation. But no, that wasn't my choice to start doing music or anything. I was doing a favor for him. They was talking about record deals. I was like, whoa, I'm a realtor, relax. Like, relax, I just got my job, relax. And then it just started from that. And then it was Trick's birthday. They released the song. They asked me to come to his birthday party. I'm like, oh, okay, he's my dude, I'll go. Go to the birthday party. I'm in the back, little VIP, got my little drinks, chilling. And then they put the song out and they're like, come out and perform. I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna do that. Like, whoa. And then I went to the stage, and when I got to the stage, it was every girl in the club singing the whole song word for word. I didn't even say nothing. I was so scared, my eyes was closed on the stage.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my gosh. So after that, Trick had his first concert in FAMU Tallahassee at the Moon. We went to go perform. He was like, you gotta come out. And I just remember preparing and getting ready to come out. And when I looked out the little back of the curtains and seeing all those people, I was terrified. But when the song came on and then it was that one beat for my part to come out, you could hear like the girls going crazy from the back of the curtains. So when I came out, it was just like, man, I got this. Like I owned the stage. I had my dances, I had everything, and I just came out and that was just that one little split second. After that, I was like, this is what I'm doing.
But did you know in that moment that that was about to be such a huge record?
No.
Because that was
crazy. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking, if my mom hear what I'm talking about, it's going to be a problem. So, but when she heard it, it was the radio. The radio was beeped out, so she didn't know what was going on. She was like, oh, well, why do you keep taking off your words? I don't understand. I was like, yeah, Ma, that's just politics. Don't worry about it. Yet. And when she heard the final, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah, but you know, my friends, you know, they just wild out. Like,
They showed up for you.
Yeah, I just had my whole vibe.
But you have anthems.
Yes.
And you have inspired the next generation. We got the City Girls
here
now.
Yes, love the City Girls.
You've brought out just that feminine energy of empowerment.
Being a badass.
For it. And making women want to be sexy and learn how to give good sex to men. You know what I mean? Like, Trina was about it. Like, you listening, like, what I gotta do? I gotta do that. All right, let me try.
But it gave everybody the confidence. Like, I know for me, like, it gave me, I was the baddest. Like, growing up, like, you couldn't tell me nothing.
That she wasn't,
because
right.
I knew every word to every song, you know? And I'm not from Miami, but I grew up in Florida. And I mean, queen of the South, like the whole South. Like, I don't know a person that I grew up with that don't know your name, you know? And it went from a favor to a legacy.
Yes, thank you.
Are you working on anything new right now? Any new music?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Can we expect it soon? We gotta wait.
Very, very soon.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, are we bringing some inspiration? I mean, you keep blinding me with this rock over here. I don't know if that's gonna help fuel the next vibe or what.
Well, you know, let me tell you about me. This is how I do music in the studio. I am like a mooder. So my studio sessions go accordingly to mood. I can remember a time I was in the studio for like 7 months and my whole mood was like down. Well, it was just in different places of like I was little with my mom being sick. It was just a lot of stuff. So everything in the studio, it would just be sad. Like, it was just, it was like, you are not about to do an R&B album. Get out of this space. What is going on? It's a mood thing for me. So I had to like take myself in and out. Sometimes I'm a person, if I go in the studio and I hear a beat, I listen to all the beats that everybody sent me first. And then it depends on who's in the studio, which friends I have in the studio with me, who's like with that great energy, like, oh, we about to turn up. I'm thinking of all the women that are going like Single Again was one of those records.
What?
But Single Again was one of those records, like it was a situation that I was going through a breakup, and so that was the truth, that was speaking through truth and a reality form. Like, okay, yeah, I'm single again, back on the prowl. Like, it was one of those things I create off of mood. Oh, this is how we playing, I'm in a studio, and that's how it was. Like, Here We Go was another record like that. It's just one of them I create like off of what I'm feeling at the time. If I'm feeling like partying and like having a good time and the girls on a Friday night, I'm going to studio for that. But if I'm feeling like, we need some inspiration, we need to get out of this darkness, we need to let these dudes know, stop playing, I'm going to the studio with the talk. And the talk means don't play with me. Like, so it all depends on like the mood. Yeah, the mood, I gotta get into the mood. Sometimes I be so fun.
I think that's why we can relate to your music, because we can feel the
I be thinking about
emotion.
Women, like other girls, like my friends, because that's what keeps me sane. Like, this is my girl, she's having issues, we trying to push her through, whatever. Yeah. This person over here is in a great space, but things is not going so, like, it's everybody have their own individual situations.
Yeah.
And I'm just like the person to like get to the solving. You know?
Let me ask you a person. It's a little deep.
Yes.
So, you know, I follow you. I follow your story. And when I heard about your mom, it hurt me. Like, I wanted to, like, I don't know you like that. But I wanted to reach out and, you know, like, give you my condolences and just, you know, it hurt like no other hurt in the world.
It's the worst hurt ever.
Unless you lose a mom, nobody understands your pain. How were you able to deal with that and show your face and... And you know what, I'm sorry, not just your mom, you've been through
my little brother, but you know, the thing is this, I lost my little brother, that was like the first time I've ever felt like what pain feel like. The first time I ever saw something that was so like trauma, like tragic. So that just put me in like a numb space. I was able to deal with it, push through that with my mom, because my mom, again, is the type of person that I've never seen be weak, ever. You know, my mom was very active daily, never sick, never, just the person that's just up. And I call my mom for everything, like, hey, do I need to put this much salt in the whatever? It's that kind of relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with my mom, it was a different story, because when my mom got sick, it was like, what? Sick with what? Like, it's one of those kind of things, like, you're like, I don't care about no doctor. I'm almost not caring about what I believe in. Spiritual, because somebody need to tell me something that makes sense, because all this, what y'all read about, what y'all said, what y'all believe in, and what y'all praying, I don't feel that right now.
Right,
it's
right.
Not happening right now. It's in a whole nother space, and there's nothing in the world that nobody can say or tell you or feel or make you feel at nothing. It's just the most darkest, emptiest space to ever be in. I felt helpless. I don't care how much money, you can't help.
It's
nothing you could do about it.
That's right.
It's like seeing somebody in front of you that's alive and you're watching them die every single day.
Right.
It's the most unhuman thing I've ever had to see.
Did you realize that she was transitioning?
I did. I blocked out a lot of what I was feeling and seeing, because I tried to drown myself in work. But I couldn't even work hard enough, because every time I was working, that's all I was thinking about. Every second of the day, when I'm back, I'm just right there. When I'm looking at it, it was like I couldn't function at some point. I went into like all of these dark phases of like numbness. And, but I know my mom will always be like, oh no, you gotta work. Like, you can't sit here and life doesn't stop because that's not the real world.
So how did you bring yourself out of that darkness?
It was a festival in Atlanta. This is the first time I've ever been invited to perform at this festival, so it meant everything to me. I waited 10 years to perform at this festival. And this particular time, it was right after my mom's situation, and I was debating of, should I go or not? Was it a good time or not? And I went to the festival. It was a great concert, but I was so empty. The fans were so supportive and sweet, but I, like, it was like as soon as I hit the stage, before I could even say something, they were just screaming my name, and I just broke down crying. Like my whole show just went into tears. I couldn't even perform because they was like chanting my name, and that it was like they felt it, what I was feeling, you know. And yeah, it was a lot. It was hard. It was really hard. Like that's been almost 2 years. I really haven't fully accepted what I need to accept. I know she's not here. I know she's not physically here, but in a heartfelt moment, if you've never, like, this is the difference if somebody called your mom's at the hospital and she passed away, and then you have to deal with it and you go through whatever. I walked in my mom's house with the police officer sitting right there, and when I walked to the hall, I looked in the room to the left, my mom was there, not alive. There's nothing, no.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Nobody can preach or tell me and say any kind of anything about how I must feel, because that's a whole different insight to how you internally, like I lost everything I have inside of me at that moment right there. I didn't need to see nothing else. That's what it was right there. You know what I mean? And it's a hard thing to push through, but every day I just know the kind of mom I have. Like my mom's favorite color is orange. In my life, I've never saw so many orange vehicles, so much orange stuff. It's like it's following me sometimes.
Yeah. She's talking
to you. You know what
I
mean? I'm like in the car. Sometimes I'll have a bad day and I'll see it and I'm like, dang, is she following me? Like push through. You know what I mean? It's just one of those kind of things. But that's just how I kind of maneuver. It's one day at a time. Nothing makes it feel better. A lot of stuff makes it feel worse. Sometimes you just don't understand. It's just a different, and it just is nothing you can do about it.
Well, let's change the topic. Let's get out of that. You know, I see that you are engaged, bitch.
I am.
Yes. Yes. Was it extremely difficult for you to find a mate? You know, somebody that you vibe
with?
Because
you're the baddest.
You know, you are the table. You're not just bringing the table. You are the table.
Okay, so here's the thing about me. I'm a relationship woman. The music is going to be what it's going to be, and it's going to be true and raw and real. If I'm single, you're going to know it. If I'm not, you're going to know it. It's just it's no like gray areas, all black and white. I've always been in a relationship. I'm not a talker. I don't need to expose the relationship, whatever it is, if it don't go right. So sometimes you don't know I'm in a relationship. Sometimes you don't know I'm out of that relationship because I chose to privately, gracefully exit with just that gratitude. I'm not going to let you beat me down because that didn't work. Okay, bye.
So for me, previous before that, I was in a relationship that I thought was, that was probably a potential situation, and it was just disappointing to me. Like, with me, this is what my friends say. A lot of my friends' relationships, they're in the relationship because it's a good situation. I am the situation in the relationship. Right. Yeah. So I know when it's too much. I know if I don't feel safe, I don't feel protected, or I don't feel respected, I'm out. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you got, or any of that. It doesn't faze me, because for me, I'm a visionary. So I'm visually internalizing and giving everything I have to you. And if you take and play with that, it's like I never knew you. I don't care who you are. I don't care about none of that. I'm too valuable to let you play with me. I'm too valuable. And you're not going to play with me with what I see you playing with me with, somebody that's like not even a fan, but somebody that has totally missed the whole lecture that I have given culture. We're not going to play with that. Right. So I don't really tolerate that. I've been hurt. Yeah. I've sat back and like, oh, you did what work? That's that. Okay, yeah. Cool. And I'm a let it be that. And I'll just easily hurt and get on out of it. I'm human. I'm just like everybody else. I'm just not going to accept certain things because I know I give too much. I'm too great of a person. I'm a healer. I come in to bring peace and love into the situation. I don't come to play no games. I didn't grow up seeing that. It's all or nothing. It's like the family. You got to be genuine. So when stuff don't work out for me, that's done. This situation, this guy, we was friends. We just dated like every day. I was just, you know, it's watching what you're doing every day, watching the move, seeing what you're going to give that's gonna make me happy, that's gonna make me feel better, that's gonna put me in a space that I'm not already in.
That's right.
You can't really offer me to, I'm not impressed by anything.
It's almost like easing your burdens in a way in so many different categories, right? Like ease my, like bring to me something that is a strength that you can bring to the table that I already have, because I can do this.
I can do everything and all.
You can do everything.
And it doesn't matter. I'm like, we all love this beautiful lifestyle. We all love all that comes with it. But I know for a fact when it comes to women, sometimes we could lay down and actually like be the rug and get walked over.
Right. Yeah.
Just because of you in love, or because you want to keep it, or because you're... And then when you realize that if time is wasted, why? And it makes you have self-doubt, like lower self-esteem. I didn't come from around lower self-esteem. So I don't know how to play that role, because I'm going to give all. I'm going to give everything. If you're not giving that, baby, it's not going
to
work. You know what I mean? And with me and my guy, it's a difference. It was like, you know, this is what it is. The cards are on the table. You already know who I am. You already know the pressure that I bring. Mm-hmm. So are you willing to stand in the paint, like everything that's, it's like a Hurricane Katrina. Yeah. Are you standing in the paint with this for real?
Yes.
Because it comes with a lot. Yes. It comes with a lot of people admiring, a lot of people, I'm not checking for none of that. Nothing that's outside of my space and my bubble of love and peace and what I'm bringing to my life, I'm not checking for that.
Yeah.
I know the temptation, I know the this, that, I done
so
been through all of that.
So you need a strong man. So you need a strong man.
You gotta have somebody that's not feared by nothing. When you
that's
see the other big people
by
in the
fame. Or
yes, none
every
of that.
Every strong woman needs a strong man to stand with them.
Because
it's side, but it's side by
I'm a
side.
I'm a tough one to deal with. Because I'm just, I just look at stuff different. I let the cards play out how they gonna play. Mm-hmm. And we can rock out until the wheels fall off, but we're not gonna play them games. No. We don't got time for that. Life is really
too
short.
Old for that now.
Life is short, and you just gotta realize every single day matter.
Yes. And with your life experience, you're bringing a different kind of wisdom.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so you gotta match that.
How you said it.
Yeah.
I mean, so many women are gonna be watching this who are single. You know, they get the rapper part of you, they get that. But, you know, hearing you, you know, eloquently say, you know, mm-hmm. how you go about the dating scene, I think is really
good. That's really, really important, because if you do not, like, know exactly what you want, then that seeks weakness. And even when you're trying to be a strong woman and you being the best woman and you're a great person, and it's some men that just... It's not even that they're trying to demolish and do that to you. They have never been in a situation that's good for them.
Right.
So they have never saw nobody or learned or been with a woman that's elevated them up. So here they come bringing this trash energy, and the whole system is crashing down. Right. We
but
can't
have
that.
You teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you.
Yes.
And if you show up with negativity, if you show up with past passivity or whatever, you know what I mean? Like that's how the relationship's gonna be treated. Yeah. So you gotta show up exactly how you are and lay it all on the table and let people know this is how I expect to be treated, this is how I would like to be treated, and I will love you.
Trina, you be doing all that stuff to your man you be talking about in them songs, girl.
Some of it depends on what day and night and moment, and you know, it's a good thing. You know, I'm a very submissive woman. I'm a giver, I'm a lover. So like, you know, I love flowers. I expect to see flowers in the house all over because I love them. You know, I want to see orange. So it's one of them kind of things like, you know, I like these things. Cater to this. Like, let's keep this, you know, spicy because I'm going to talk dirty. I'm going to turn into Victoria. I'm going to do my thing. Like, you know, we got to get into some things. But if you got as a woman, like, and for real, because I tell my friends this all the time, like, just don't feel like you're the pretty girl on the block and you got the nice body, you got all that, and your man is gonna be just catered to you, because you, if you're not doing what you need to be doing at home and making sure it's home good, then you can't get mad what's going on outside the home. But if you are doing that and your man is not accordingly giving you that mutual respect, then we got a problem. Right. But don't be sitting around with those big boxes with that hole in the back of them talking about something, this has been my man for 20 years. No, ma'am, we're not doing that, okay? We need to be sexed up, sexy, and beautiful women, and you need to take that bonnet off, walk around that house like you are the queen of that kingdom, and that's the end of that.
I feel like you're preaching to me right now, because Phil, he's like, girl, yes, you're wearing a dress today. Good job. I'm like, yes, sir, I'm wearing a dress today. You're preaching to me. Okay, I'm listening, okay.
I mean, but it comes in, like, femininity comes in waves, too, because, I mean, married for 11 years, like, sometimes I don't have all that energy, you know, to bring to the table. So it comes in waves. Like, when you've been married for a very long time, like, I got kids, I got stuff going on, and I want to bring that. The key is wanting to do it, right? Because wanting to do it is the key.
You said exactly what it is, wanting to do that.
I want to do it all day, every day. Do I have the time and energy? Mm-hmm. Maybe not, but I want to do it. And I think that's what is kind of like, that's what that feminine sexual energy kind of like gives me, you know what I mean? Because it's, in reality, we got life, you got on the road, you got music, you got a career, you got this going on, but being the baddest bitch, being in the house, and being that for your man, and being that for yourself, like, it's a want. Like, you have to want to do that. You know what I mean? It doesn't just show up. Yeah, right.
I'm learning how to, you know, be more feminine. Like, it's a process for me. You know, like, I'm naturally.
I'm super tomboyish.
Yeah, I'm naturally more tomboyish. So I like coming here, showing up, I'm like, y'all got these heels on. Can y'all tell me where we going with it? Like, I'm going to wear some sneakers or some sweats. Like, that's me in real life, you know? But my husband appreciates it when I dress up and I'm more feminine. So I'm trying to, like, get into it, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, boo. Not just on the physical side, that emotional side, and that sexual side. I'm 38, so I'm, like, getting in that wave of being shy, but now I'm getting into my feminine, like, energy.
Why you touch down to your coochie, girl? What's going on down here? I just want to tap in to that.
And I thank you for that, because I can throw on some vibes from you and tap into that and then make myself feel good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna play some Trina tonight.
Right. Everybody's gonna go home and get knocked up tonight.
I'm gonna give you flowers for that. Well, do you like chocolate?
Right.
I do.
We actually have Chef Trey.
Hi, Chef Trey.
How you doing?
Chef Trey. Is that a brownie?
No, it's a chocolate Ferrero Rocher cake.
Delicious.
Say that again.
Chocolate Ferrero Rocher cake.
I don't know if I could say that, but chocolate Ferrero.
That's the candy that has the balls.
Yes, ma'am. Ferrero Rocher.
So okay. Chef Trey is our amazing chef that treats all the ladies to sweet treats on the show. So what impact do you feel Trina had on you as a male in the rap industry?
I think it wasn't until I got older that I realized the impact that she had, but she really influenced a lot of girls my age growing up. But one thing that I really did notice was there wasn't a lot of Trinas in Florida. Just like y'all said earlier, you know, you knew all the lyrics, you know, girls were doing all their dances to it and everything like that. And to be honest, I'm actually honored to be now sitting here next to her.
Thank you.
Because she, you know, you really had a big impact for the generations that you grew up in, the ones even under you.
It was a 20-year anniversary, right?
Congratulations.
Like,
you're a legit legend.
Legit legend. You know,
I wanted to ask you, do you think that although there is a market for female rap artists, R&B artists and stuff like that, do you still feel like women get the short end of the stick to this day?
Short end of the stick or whatever the stick may be, you have to figure your business out, get you a good lawyer, and make sure you read every single contract. Read between the lines and the fine lines. Do not sign your life away just because of the moment. The spur of the moment means I'm desperate right now, but what about after right now?
That's right.
When you have reached a certain peak and you have manifested your dream and now you have given everything away because you didn't believe.
That's right.
You have to believe from the beginning. I never signed a bad contract. It's all about understanding what's happening, what's going on, paying attention. They're gonna always throw, you know, because it's the women. Yeah, it is because it's women. It's gonna always feel underappreciated. But even as a woman, you can mash your foot down and don't take no for answer. Don't let them give you the small pennies in the cup because you could reach for more. You got something good to bring on the table. You got a good offer. They're gonna have to give you what you want. And don't settle for nothing after that because then it's like, oh, okay. Well, she's a woman. She's gonna, no. She's a woman and she's coming in with an attitude like a dude. So respect me and pay me and give me what I'm worth.
Yes, That's right. Give me what I'm worth.
And it's just a rapport. You have to really put out there what you want, have to make people respect you for what you want because otherwise they'll try to run all over you. And you can't keep using that because we're a woman thing, you know what I mean? Because that is kind of what it is. But even as a woman, you're smart. You got attorneys, you got lawyers, you got business managers, you have a team. Yes. You set your paperwork out to be correct and suit and fit you. And that's all you could do. Or you just mash on your dream from there.
Thank you for that.
What would Trina say right now to younger Trina 20 years ago coming into the industry?
Damn, girl, you did a great job.
Yes.
Mm. You're really doing a great job.
That's beautiful.
Well, it is. You mashed the gas and did everything that you said you want to do. Your way, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes. You couldn't be bought out, sold out, no kind of way. If I ain't feel it, y'all don't understand, I turned down a lot of major stuff just because it didn't sit right with me. The people weren't right. I'm not gonna fall into a shell and everybody's gonna put you on a pedestal and if you fall, they're gonna turn their back. We not rocking like that. You know what I mean? So my whole, who I am, don't stand for that.
Yes. Well, I thank you. I thank you so much for being here, not only because of the gems and the knowledge that you dropped here today and shared with us, not only for your legacy, but just for you being so genuine and authentic, and the fact that you don't do interviews and you can't. This is girl talk.
So
you know, we keep it real, we keep it 100 here, you know, but just I thank you for bringing that energy here and helping elevate us.
Thank
you know
you.
What I mean? Like, I appreciate you.
Cheers to you.
Yes. Cheers.
Congratulations.
Cheers.
I didn't even drink this whole episode.
Yes. Congratulations.
Life, prosperity.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All that good stuff. I swear the line was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should have known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. She's a boss.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.